Good morning and Merry Christmas. High pressure will keep the weather dry and seasonably cold across interior New York and New England on this Christmas day. Most valley locations will have a good amount of sunshine mixed with a few clouds, while the higher terrain in locations downwind of Lake Ontario will have more in the way of cloud cover mixed with a little bit of sunshine. Although everyone will stay dry through the day today, and high temperatures will average in the 20s across the hills and mountains to the lower to mid 30s across the valley locations. As we get into the night tonight, a weak disturbance will head through the region. This will produce a few more clouds and the opportunity for a few flurries and snow showers, especially across the higher terrain as lows drop back into the teens and lower 20s. A new area of high pressure will build in for the day on Wednesday. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs will bounce back into the middle 30s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a new storm which will develop out of the middle of the country and head in our direction on Thursday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds by the end of the day. High temperatures will reach into the lower 30s out ahead of this system and then drop back into the 20s overnight Thursday night as precipitation moves in. Right now, it looks like at the onset, some locations, especially across the higher terrain, will see a gradual mix of snow and sleet and eventually freezing rain before a changeover to just plain rain. In the valley locations, perhaps a little bit of mixed precipitation at the onset going over to all rain. And this rain will last into the day on Friday across the area as highs push well into the 40s. Behind the system, skies will be partly sunny over the weekend with highs near 40 on Saturday but back down to 30 on Sunday and temperatures staying in the lower 30s into the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a vigorous upper-level system pushing into Northern California will drop south over the next few days through the central Great Basin and into the southwest. This system will spread rain across the lower elevations of California and into the southwest today. Locally heavy rainfall is possible, especially across parts of Northern California where flash flooding is a concern, mainly over highly susceptible burn scar areas. The same system will bring heavy mountain snow from California's Sierra Mountains into the higher terrain of the central Great Basin and parts of the central and southern Rockies by Wednesday. As much as a foot or more of snow is possible in the highest terrain with winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories in effect. As this system emerges into the plains, a significant winter storm is likely to develop across the central United States by Wednesday. Heavy and accumulating snowfall looks to begin on Wednesday afternoon across parts of the northern and central plains, spreading east into the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. With plenty of instability in place along with ample Gulf moisture streaming northward ahead of this system, heavy rain and strong to potentially severe thunderstorms are also possible in the warm sector across the southern plains. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 2 below zero with a northwest wind at 54 gusting to 61 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 27, 81% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.18 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 40s, Boston sunny and breezy upper 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy skies with highs in the mid 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 40 degrees, the low 31. The average temperature 36, that's 10 degrees above normal. 0.3 of an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, that was 0.6 of an inch of snow. For the month now, 3.2 inches, which is 6.8 inches below normal. And with 13.6 inches now for the season, that's a half inch above normal. There were 29 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 780 now for the month, and 2156 for the season, which is 95 below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low, 18. The record high, 66, set in 1889, and the record low, 22 below zero, in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 7:24 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:27 p.m. 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Increasing clouds with a chance of a few snow showers tonight and lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Increasing clouds with the chance of a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny in the mid-30s. Increasing clouds Thursday, lower 30s. Rain likely on Friday, perhaps a mixed precipitation across the mountains in the morning, in the mid and upper 40s. Partly sunny near 40 Saturday, partly sunny near 30 on Sunday, and a mix of sun and clouds, lower 30s on Monday. Have a very Merry Christmas. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.